opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. There is a gentleman by the name of, I don't even call him a gentleman, this guy, Yair, I'll find his name, but going on to an article out of newsaddict.com, the world in this last World Economic Forum gathering of the greatest criminals in mankind's history. Humans have no rights, no better than jellyfish. One of the leaders of the World Economic Forum declared that human beings have no rights because members of the general public are no better than jellyfish. Comments were made in a TED. He did a presentation on the video TED. Mastermind Yuval Noah Harari. Harari, credited with as the mastermind behind the World Economic Forum's anti-human agenda. He serves as a senior advisor to the globalist organization and its founder and chairman, Professor Klaus Schwab. During a TED talk, this World Economic Forum architect Harari explained to the crowd why he believes useless humans should have no rights. Before comparing human beings, quoting Harari, before comparing human beings to jellyfish and chimpanzees, Harari ridiculed members of the general public for their belief in human rights. But human rights are just like heaven and like God. It's just fictional, a fictional story that we've invented and spread around, Harari declared. Well, you better tell Harari that the U.S. government has found the throne heaven, or the heaven of Almighty God in Orion's belt. They better let him know that there is a God. They can see the sphere or the realm where God exists, where he dwells. They can see it. It's like a balloon out in Orion. We can see it, but we can't get into it. You cannot get into that balloon. There's something protecting that balloon from the natural universe that has been destroyed and contaminated by Lucifer's rebellion from going into God's holy kingdom, holy heaven. So he doesn't know. He thinks he knows it all, but he doesn't know anything. And in that sphere, in Orion's belt, or in Orion, it is where God's throne is, and there is some kind of activity from the earth to that area, back and forth, back and forth. They found static going from earth to that area, and that's how they discovered it. This is back in the 90s. So he says, but human rights are just like heaven and like God. It's just fictional story, and we've invented and spread that we've invented and spread around. It may be a very nice story, he continues. It may be a very attractive story. You want to believe it, but it's just a story. It's not reality, he asserts. Well, Mr. Harari is going to find out very soon how real God's heaven is and how real God is. And there is a verse in the book of Matthew, and I'm going to send it to him. I probably won't, because he won't read it. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, to Mr. Harari, I say this: don't fear them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. So there must be a God. This is what Christ said in Matthew chapter 10. It was documented, recorded. And what Christ said will come to pass. So I'll finish here before we go to break. If you want to believe it, if you want to believe it, if you want to believe it, but it's just a story, it's not reality, he assures. It is not a biological reality. Just as jellyfish and woodpeckers and ostriches have no rights, Homo sapiens have no rights also. Take a human, cut him open, look inside, he explained. You find the blood, you find the heart, you find the lungs, the kidneys, but you don't find there any rights. You don't find any rights inside of an individual. We think things can get bizarre and weird, strange, odd. It's going to get worse. Rick Rodriguez.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Mountain High Floors has been Northern Colorado and Southern Wyoming's floor experts for over 30 years. Whether you need new hardwood, sand and finish, laminates, or tile and stone, Mountain High Floors will give you the unsurpassed quality and service you deserve. We do residential, commercial, and custom work. Call 970-545-2844, mention KHNC, and get a 10% discount up to $200. Again, that's 970-545-2844. Oh, ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Hey everybody, we are
Lady Antebellum.
When we started out in Nashville, we never imagined what we were going to be able to achieve. We got here because we worked together and had each other's backs.
In America, we have the privilege of being a diverse society made up of people from all kinds of backgrounds, and that's a big part of what makes this country such a great place to live.
When we put aside our differences and work together, there is no challenge too great to overcome. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I try to mind my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor, I'll help you get by.
Okay, so I'm going to quote one more time this Yuval Noah Harari. He's not a feeling human being for sure. Quote, just as jellyfish and woodpeckers and ostriches have no rights, Homo sapiens have no rights also. Take a human, cut him open, look inside, he explained. You'll find blood, the blood. You'll find the heart, the lungs, and the kidneys, but you won't find there any rights. The only place you find rights is in the fiction stories that humans have invented and spread around. End of quote. Then Harari pivoted his point to promote the World Economic Forum's borderless global agenda. The same thing is also true in the political field, he said. States and nations are also like human beings, and like God and like heaven, they too are just stories. So this individual that is not a feeling human being has just challenged the God of creation, the Almighty God himself. He doesn't exist. It's just a story. Well, we're going to see what happens to this unfeeling human being in the future. Then he expanded on the open border narrative by attacking America and Israel, which he claims don't exist in reality. So America doesn't exist. A mountain is a reality, he noted. You can see it, you can touch it, you can smell it. But Israel or the United States, they are just stories. Very powerful stories. Stories we may want to believe very much. But still, they are just stories. You can't really see the United States. You can't touch it. You cannot smell it. Wacko. Wacko Harari. What a wacko. You can't smell, you can't touch, you can't taste the World Economic Forum either. But just like the United States affects foreign policy, we affect everything in the world. And just like America, the World Economic Forum affects the world also in an extremely negative way. Death. Another article out of the newsaddict.com, and I felt, because these are important, this matter of this new pandemic that is coming, this disease X, predictive programming, they are telling you what is coming. They have to tell you the truth. It's a cosmic law. Before they deceive you, they have to tell you the truth. They're forced to tell you the truth. God has commanded they tell you the truth, and they don't want to, but they must tell you the truth. There's a Dr. Peter McCullough. He warned that a grand total of nine peer-reviewed study warned that the experimental COVID mRNA vaccines are causing a huge spike in the number of positive HIV tests in heavily vaccinated countries around the world. McCullough clarified that the jabs do not give people HIV. The situation for the vaccinated is actually worse than ever before. McCullough explained the positive HIV diagnoses are actually caused by the vaccinated suffering extreme immunodeficiency. You destroy the immune system and you can't fight anything. You'd think that the mainstream media would accept this as a sign there's something wrong with the COVID mRNA rollout. And this is again out of newsaddict.com, January 27th. This was Saturday. McCullough explained that the positive tests after the mRNA injections are caused by people suffering from immunodeficiency. The immune systems of the vaccinated people are completely shot because the jabs cause a spike in vaccine-acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, or VAI. This in turn causes the people to test positive for the human immunodeficiency virus, or HIV, which, as you are no doubt aware, develops into acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, more commonly known as full-blown AIDS. A 9 peer-reviewed study, they've proven that the mRNA shots completely degrade, destroy, weaken, obliterate the human immune system to the point that the vaccinated people in their droves are now testing positive for HIV. But rather than admit the vaccines were a terrible and tragic mistake, the elite are doubling down, determined to degrade our immune systems even further. Bill Gates is so excited by the carnage, he has mRNA vaccines lined up for every possible malady you can possibly imagine. At Davos last week, Gates was gloating to the World Economic Forum elites about his new and lucrative range of poisons. I'm going to tell you about Bill Gates, and you're not going to believe me, but it's all right. Bill Gates is in the Bible. He is in Revelation chapter 13. He is called the false prophet. He works with a close individual that is, we know in the Western world, is Antichrist. He's the prophet for Antichrist, for the beast. At some point, the Antichrist becomes non-human, off-world, another dimensional, a blend of two dimensions. The natural dimension that we live in, that we touch, feel, see, smell, hear, and then the other dimension that's down the rabbit hole, a spiritual dimension. There is a wall between the two dimensions. Well, this individual known as the beast, he becomes, you might say, two-dimensional, interdimensional. He lives in both worlds at the same time, the physical and the world of the fallen angels, of the demons. And when he becomes interdimensional or two-dimensional or off-world or otherworldly, not of this world but of another world, he will attempt to sit in the throne of God in the third heaven in the vicinity of Orion out in the deep universe. This is who Bill Gates of hell is. I'm not asking you to believe me. I don't expect you to believe me. This is too unbelievable. But the fact is this. My interpretation of Revelation chapter 13, these two individuals, Bill Gates, and when Barack Obama returns to power in the future, he will be, I think we would term it, assassinated, and he'll come back from the dead. And when he returns from the dead, he will have this new interdimensional experience. He will be of two worlds. You think that's impossible? Well, it's not. Jesus Christ, after his resurrection, was exactly what I'm explaining to you right now. Two dimensions. He could move back and forth into the realm of his Holy Father in the third heaven, into the realm of the fallen angels, the demons, and the holy angels of God. But he could also appear to the disciples and he could eat with them. And even he told one of the disciples, Thomas, here, I am actually, you can touch me. I have a hole in my hand. Put your finger in the hole in my hand from the nail that was through my hand when I was on the cross. So Christ, as the holy God, as God himself, took the form of man. He died, raised from the dead, and now he was able to ascend to the third heaven to sit at the right hand of his Father in heaven. Well, Antichrist, Satan is going to give him the same ability, but the only problem is Antichrist will not be able to ascend to God's throne and take power. But he will be kind of like having two races. He'll be able to operate in two dimensions, and so will Bill Gates of hell. They know it. The occult world has been waiting for it. And can we do anything about it? No. Can we stop it? No. Can we interfere with what God is going to allow them to do? No. Will Bill Gates of hell be able to kill millions, if not billions, of people? Yes. Is it possible? Yes. It's in prophecy. It's in the book of Revelation chapter 6. Mankind will be able to cull the useless eaters of the world. God has given him that ability. But then, once they have finished and accomplished all their evil, then Christ will deal with them. And in the book of Job, Christ said that he's going to come. He's going to take the horizon of the earth, and he's going to shake evil out of the earth, just like a bedsheet or a sheet or a blanket. He will shake evil out of the earth. And Bill and Barry will both be thrown alive into the lake of fire. Do they know this? Yeah. Do they care? No. Because they have been deceived into believing that they are going to have eternal life and a pleasant eternity. Though they know the truth. So I'm going to go back to the article. Bill Gates is so excited about the carnage he has. The mRNA vaccines lined up for every possible malady you can imagine. At Davos, Gates was gloating to the World Economic Forum elites about his new and lucrative range of poisons. How did Gates get the regulators to approve his brand spanking new range of experimental mRNA vaccines for every conceivable alignment, including, coincidentally, HIV? The answer is that he funds the regulators, of course. He also funds the mainstream media to ensure there's no critical coverage of his evil globalist agenda on the world stage. But Christ said, nothing can be hidden. Everything will be brought out into the open and made public. And this reality that Christ said would take place is happening. No matter what they try to do, the truth is coming out because Christ commanded it. It is a cosmic law, and the children of the devil hate it, but they have to comply. We know what's going to happen. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hey, honey, I've been looking all over for you. The radio says there's an emergency. What are you doing down here?
I heard that, too. So I'm down here checking our preps, making sure we got enough Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream.
I hope we do. We need Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream. It's so sweet and creamy, comes in all the flavors I love, and it's essential in an emergency.
Yeah, and it melts in your mouth. They have vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and a lot of other exciting flavors. It needs no refrigeration, and it lasts for 25 years. But I can't find it anywhere.
Mom, Dad, I have something to tell you. I ate all the Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream.
No!
Don't let this happen to your family. You need good snacks and treats for the moments that matter, especially when it's ice cream that doesn't melt. Go to RockyMountainFreezeDry.com and stock up on Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream and candy today. Again, the website is RockyMountainFreezeDry.com.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Cosmic laws. They must tell you what they're going to do. Cosmic laws. If they don't tell the people of the world, because we have free will, if they don't tell us what they're going to do, then God restricts them in the evil that they're going to perform. God puts a limit and hinders them, slows them down. But once they tell the truth, well, then they're able to move forward with their objectives. And in the book of Revelation, like I had stated yesterday, Christ allowed the revelation to be written down for our time so that we would know the mysteries of the time in which we live. One of the great mysteries, a coming Antichrist and a false prophet. Now you know both their names. Barry Satorl, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama, and Bill Gates. The reason I present this is not for shock, not for any other reason than God wants the people of the world to be warned that we cannot stop these employees of the devil. We can't stop them. But God has his employees too. And his employees are to warn the people that you have an alternative. You have a choice. You can come to Christ, to Jesus Christ, to Yeshua, to Jesus, and ask him to keep you eternally safe in his hands, or you can perish eternally. And in this time, now that you know who these two individuals are in Revelation chapter 13, now you're going to watch to see if this could be true. The false prophet does everything for the first beast. Everything. Because the first beast, he just wants to be worshipped. He wants everybody to worship him. He wants to take the place of God. He wants to ascend to God's throne, to take position above God's throne, to be in a position and greater authority than God himself. So to do that, his personality, his makeup psychologically, he must be narcissistic. A narcissist like no human being ever in the history of mankind created mankind through Adam. He will be the narcissist of all narcissists who will declare himself to be the very God of creation. They're here. Now the world has to make a decision. Are they going to accept Jesus Christ and receive eternal life and have their sins forgiven? Or are they going to perish eternally with the wicked? So Gates funds and the mainstream media to ensure that there is no critical coverage of his evil globalist agenda on the world stage. But it's out in the open. Last month, scientists at Britain's prestigious Cambridge University found that more than a quarter of the people injected with the mRNA COVID jabs suffered what they are diplomatically referred to as an unintended immune response glitch created by a glitch. Unintended immune response created by a glitch. These wicked people are worthy of their eternal punishment to come. They're worthy. Worthy are these people. They're worthy. A glitch caused the unintended immune response in 25% of the vaccinated. Megyn Kelly divulged that she was one of the unlucky ones, being diagnosed with the autoimmune disease shortly after she took what she described as the, I'm going to quote her, the damn booster. Megyn Kelly, Jesus Christ said, don't be deceived. We would be in a time of deception. We're in the last decade. The decade before Christ comes. He's coming to punish the wicked. But he's coming also before the wicked are punished, to gather the wheat, the good people of the world, and bring them into his barn, into a place of safety. And this is what is happening with the in the world today. Christ is bringing these people to himself, those that will yield to him. So Megyn Kelly, she has been diagnosed with this autoimmune disease. It's really a shame. This is why she's had such a change in the last couple of years. She has become a little more stable. She lives now in a world of reality. She is, I think she's better anchored. So then I'm going to go to another article along the same line, Disease X. The Lord is warning, God is warning the people of the world that the four horsemen of the apocalypse are riding. They have begun their ride, and they're followed by death and hell, the fourth horse. The diseases are man-made. The diseases, the plagues, the pestilences are man-made. The wars, we've begun the war in the Middle East. This will not stop. This war will continue till Christ comes. The wars will never stop. They will only escalate. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com to the Present Truths section. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez.
0258.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catch slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
And if you go
We're truly going down a rabbit hole, and there are two dimensions, one visible, one invisible. These people are employees of an invisible dimension that is being given direction by the Prince of Darkness. And they know it. They are fully aware of who they serve. And I have heard testimonies of people that are on their deathbeds. They can feel themselves being lowered into hell. And people would ask them to please accept Christ, and you will inherit eternal life. And they would curse and say, we would rather burn for eternity than receive Christ. Well, they will get their wish. On January 25th, again from the newsaddict.com, the globalists plan to leak deadly disease X this year to install the single world government by 2025. Led by the World Economic Forum, Bill Gates, the World Health Organization, the United Nations, the globalists are preparing to unleash a deadly pandemic on humanity to seize control of sovereign nations. Are they going to be able to do it? Well, actually no, because there are going to be two world orders. There's the New World Order, or the World Order of the West, led by Antichrist. There will be a separate world order. It will be eventually the order that will be in direct conflict with the world order of the West. It is already, the conflict has already begun. There is the order with the unipolar nations that intend to control the lands and the oceans and the outer space. There are the multipolar world nations which plan to protect the world from the Antichrist system. It's in the Bible. I'm short on minutes. I can't explain it, but it's in the scripture. There has to be a second system. I do have an article. I'm not going to be able to get to it, but I have it right here. If I'd had the minutes, I would have discussed it. It is the nations that are de-dollarizing. They are no longer going to use America's method of control, the dollar, the petrodollar. And these nations are the nations in the Bible that will go to war with and in direct conflict with the Antichrist West. And to destroy the Antichrist West, they will cease using American dollars. And this is why the United States has begun the campaign already on the nations that are de-dollarizing. And where might some of those nations be? In the Middle East, Iran, the UAE nations, Qatar, Yemen. These nations are Saudi Arabia. They're at war. Israel's at war with the Islamic extreme terrorists surrounding Israel and within Israel. And the United States is at war with these nations that I mentioned that have joined with Russia and China to stop using American dollars. And these nations in the unipolar and in the multipolar world nations, they are the nations that have the majority of the wealth in the ground, oil, gas, minerals, etc. And these nations are vital to the interests of empire, because empire, we use more natural resources than, well, at least a third part of the world altogether. I think it's more than that. And the World Economic Forum people, they hate the United States. And you will see that according to Revelation chapter 17, the coming Antichrist also hates the United States and will eventually destroy the country that he rules over with the false prophet. And because the multipolar world nations won't stay in the system of the World Economic Forum, they are enemies. They must be destroyed. And this is one of the reasons for this disease X. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHSE.com for podcasts.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
So that's what they do. I'll finish with a little bit more on this article, Globalist Plan to Leak Disease X to Install a New World Government. The plan to unleash a deadly pandemic has two objectives. One, to massively reduce the global population of useless humans. Number two, create justification to establish a single world order. They won't do it. They have already missed their opportunity. Their opportunity passed them by on February 4th, 2022, when Russia and China agreed in a partnership to destroy the United States of America, which they won't. Antichrist will destroy America, but they will interfere with the world hegemonic plans of the greatest ruling family of the United States of America, the great dynasty, the Rockefeller dynasty, which they are will in the future, when all the children die off, the dynasty will rule through AI, through artificial intelligence, through systems of digital zeros and ones. But no one can stop the objectives of the New World Order except Christ himself. No one can stop Bill and Barry. No one can stop them. No one will be able to, until it's time, they will not be able to destroy America. That is the sole responsibility of the Antichrist. He will destroy all of his children, all of the people that have supported him, all the people that worship him and serve him, all the people that take the number, the mark, the name. He will destroy them all. And so as he is deceived, so are those who follow him. The WHO's pandemic treaty is a gateway to hold global top-down totalitarian regime, a one-world government. The reason we can be sure that there will be additional pandemics, whether manufactured either using fear or hype alone or an actual bioweapon created for the very purpose, is because the takeover plan, also known as the Great Reset, is based on the premise that we need global biosecurity surveillance and centralized response. And I have to say, they will succeed. Again, the only parachute that God has given mankind is Jesus Christ. He's the only parachute, the only way to get from where you are to land safely into eternity is through him, in through as a person. He is a person. He is not a religion. He's not a system. He is a person. He is real. He created every man and woman for himself, but there was a deceiver that came into the equation. It says that God takes no pleasure in the destruction of the wicked. God takes no pleasure in the destruction of the wicked. They must be destroyed, but he takes no pleasure in it. Well, let's see what transpires tonight. We'll visit tomorrow and might continue a little bit more with this article. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.